That's just the way I do. Sometimes I feel like my daughter, now her disposition is not like mine. She's a little bit jealous of her husband. She thinks I love him, though, more than I do her. And I said, oh, sugar, no, it's a different love, of course. And then another thing is, I want him to know that he's welcome in the family. He's a wonderful character, just a wonderful character. He's got his little faults, but sometimes he's so quick-tempered. Or, I don't know, but we all have faults, you know. Yeah. But he doesn't drink, and he's about to start smoking now, and he doesn't run after women, and he's just a grand family man. Too much so. He's too lenient with his two boys. He has two boys. And he's just too lenient with you, and he'd just do anything in the world for me. But I laughed and told him one day, clean skin with all his in-laws except me, calls me Miss Ruby. And sometimes I think I'm not going to be standing any longer, but he's so good to me. I'll stop and take up all your time.
Well, I really am enjoying it. I'll ask you some of these questions now. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this
evening.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
dawn. Before day is usually the expression for day, okay. But I'd say dawn.
Well, now, what's an expression that has sun in it? I got up before.
Oh, sun up.
Okay. And so in the morning it's sun up, and in the evening it's
sun down.
Okay. If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is coming out, we say the weather is
clearing.
Okay. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Deluge.
Okay.
I don't know whether that's correct or not.
That's fine. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Well, you see. Okay. That's what I've always heard. I don't know what else it could be.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Andirons. Okay.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Cannon.
What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers to get a fire started?
Lightwood, yet it's heavy too, because it's fat. Fat lightwood, I don't know how to spell that lightwood even. I hadn't thought about it. Hadn't had the occasion to write it, so I have to get a dictionary.
What do you call a place with a rod and hangers where you hang clothes?
Closet.
And what about a piece of furniture that you can hang clothes in?
Wardrobe.
What do you call, the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house?
Weatherboard.
What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
Porch.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof?
Patio.
Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
It couldn't be a pasture. They don't call that a pasture.
Mm-mm. They drive them up from the pasture and then into this little area next to the barn.
Couldn't be a pigsty.
That's
about
cows. Well,
copying.
It's
not a copying.
Yeah,
that's what they want to copy.
Now, does that fit that description?
Oh, I think so.
Okay.
Copying.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
A wall. I've got one of my house. Made out of stone blocks. What do I call it?
Or would you just call it a wall?
Yeah. It's a wall. I just don't know what you want me to say.
Okay, fine.
I always spoke of it as a wall.
Good. That's
rock
fine.
Wall and place. And describing the house to someone trying to find it, I said, run it right until you see it. Driveway in the wall, rock wall, man. I'm the only one on the hill that has it.
Fine. What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk in?
Is that right?
Sure. What do you call the same thing if it's made out of metal?
Milk cans.